Well, the state legislature is holding hearings on the grand bargain. That's the plan to help Detroit through bankruptcy. Right now, the most likely plan would have state taxpayers contribute $195 million as part of the settlement. That would come from the state's rainy day fund and be replenished with tobacco settlement money. Detroit's emergency manager Kevin Orr and Mayor Mike Duggan are trying to convince skeptical lawmakers that state money is needed to help Detroit get through this. What's the latest?
Well, Kevin Orr came to Lansing on Tuesday and testified, so delayed it on the line. He said, we need your money or Detroit's going to be in major league difficulties. Not that it isn't already, but the pension cuts would be much, much more draconian. Some people would probably have a hard time making it. The backdrop of all this is whether Republican lawmakers are willing to help Detroit. And, of course, the clock is ticking because they want to go home and recess and start campaigning.
Now, meanwhile, there's talk that Chrysler, General Motors, and Ford might contribute money to ensure that art isn't sold from the Detroit Institute of Arts. What's the story there?
Well, this has been hyped a little bit, I think. Supporters of the Detroit Institute of Arts, as part of the grand bargain, need to come up with $100 million. I think they've approached the Big Three as part of that. The Big Three automakers have been giving money to the Detroit Institute of Arts for decades and decades, but there are no promises set in stone yet.
Also in Lansing this week, lawmakers can't seem to get enough of the debate over the minimum wage. A petition drive to raise the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour says it has enough signatures to put the question to state lawmakers or voters. A bill in the legislature would increase the minimum wage to a little more than $8 and raise tipped employees' hourly wages to $2.75 an hour. And now there's another proposed minimum wage bill. What's going on here? What's the latest here?
A lot of politics are going on here, and what has raised a lot of eyebrows is Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville. Initially, he said he was dead set against any increase in the minimum wage, which is now $7.40 an hour. The ballot proposal would raise that to $10.10 an hour. But Richardville introduced a bill that would take it to $8.15 an hour, but it's a poison pill bill. What this bill would do was repeal and replace the current statute so that the ballot initiative would apparently be null and void. It wouldn't matter if they got their signatures because they would have people signed to repeal a law that doesn't exist anymore. Richardville, clearly, he said pretty openly, he doesn't want people to have a chance to vote on this. And this is sort of a minefield, in a sense, for Republicans, because Democrats see the minimum wage as one way, not only are they in favor of it, but bringing out a lot of Democratic voters who might not necessarily vote in an off-year election.
And finally, Jack, the Wayne County clerk announced yesterday that Congressman John Conyers of Detroit does not have enough signatures to be on the August primary ballot. It's believed that two of the petition circulators were not registered voters, and those signatures they collected didn't count. Conyers says he's not giving up and he's going to run again. What do you think will happen next? What are his options?
Well, the options are first to courts. Interestingly enough, the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, is weighing in this on the side of Conyers. They say that petition circulators shouldn't have to be registered voters. One of Conyers' circulators apparently also was a convicted felon on the lam. But the rules have always been pretty clear. As of now, he's not on the ballot. He can try to mount a write-in campaign, which worked very well, of course, for Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan last year. But that was kind of an anomaly. It doesn't look to me that Conyers has that kind of organizational strength. But if he doesn't get on the ballot, the only candidate on the ballot, Reverend Horace Sheffield, will win the Democratic nomination. And anybody who wins the Democratic nomination in that district is automatically going to be elected. So this will make, if this holds up, this will be close to 200 years of seniority in the Michigan congressional delegation disappearing in January.
Wow. As always, Jack, thanks very much.
My pleasure.